folks, I want you to be seated, if you will.
It's a great time to be in worship, amen? And I tell you, I want you to have a relaxed time of worship this morning, big time, because in just a minute when our Sweet Spirit singers sing, this is not a concert. We don't do concerts, per se. Our whole idea is to get folks to sing with us, and it's just a good old-fashioned singing. Some of you folks that are our age and older remember those times of the good old-fashioned singing, and that's what we will do. It comes time for our recognition of the Senior Adult Man and Woman of the Year. Mr. Roy would be here doing this. He's with Miss Barbara and needs to be very much so, and you continue to pray for those of our folks in the hospital, especially Barbara and Roy. Please do right now. I look back and I got MD to make sure I was right in saying this. The first Senior Adult of the Year celebration was in 1979, and those who received that award, my Sunday school teacher for many, many years, a dear, dear brother and mentor to me, Mr. T.E. Abercrombie, was the Man of the Year. And the White family, you remember Mrs. S.A. White. Mrs. S.A. White was the Woman of the Year, 1979. Now, I can't add it up quick enough right now, but that's been a few years, right, to say the least. And how many? 30. Well, it is. 9. Duh. Yeah. Listen, you just called a preacher. You didn't call a mathematician. Trust me, I got news for you. Especially after this week, let me tell you, these last few weeks, I tell you. But it's good. This is great because I'm telling you, the folks that you all chose this year have been mentors to me. They grew me up, literally. And you know, it's such an honor, folks. It's such an honor to not only pastor you people, but to come back and do things like this, where the church has brought these people together and brought us together for the sole purpose of saying thank you and honoring our senior adults. Because let me tell you, there's a lot of wisdom in this room right now, a whole lot of wisdom. And I wish I had it all, but unfortunately I don't, probably never will. But I thank God for the wise, wise folks who had to put up with me in my younger years. And God, through them, used them in my life and still do daily, very much so. So I thank God for that. I thought you'd want to know that little tidbit of information, and I wanted to give it to you, even though if you didn't want to know it, you know it now for sure as well. I want to begin with our Senior Adult Woman of the Year. And let me just read this to you. The Senior Adult Woman of the Year was born in Lake, Mississippi, and was the oldest of 8 children. She accepted Christ at the age of 13. She graduated from nursing school in Vicksburg, Mississippi, and worked as a registered nurse all of her working life. She met her husband while in Longview, Texas, and they moved to Marietta in 1951, where her husband went to work at Lockheed. In February of 1954, let me repeat that, in February of 1954, you heard right, she joined Olive Springs, where she has remained a member since that time. She taught adult Sunday school and is currently a member of the Sweet Spirit Singers and a member of the Merrymakers. She has 3 children, 3 grandsons, 2 great-granddaughters, and a great-grandson on the way. She's a wonderful cook and an avid sender of birthday and get-well cards. And even at the age of 90, she continues to cut her own grass. Our Senior Adult Woman of the Year for 2009 is, I feel like there ought to be a drum roll or something, you know, Mrs. Eva McNeil. Miss Eva, where are you? Listen, you can be seated. I thank God for this lady. Every week of the year, she's with us singing, and we just have a blast together, don't we, Miss Eva?
We sure do.
I thank God for you. Sure, Connie's, I'm going to let Connie pin the corsage on. I'm not real good at that. And if somebody sticks you, I'll let Connie do it, not me. She knows what she's doing.
You ever get it on your sweater, Miss Eva? If it don't get any warmer in here. You rather me do it on your shirt? It don't matter. Okay.
Let's see, Ms. Nancy, the rest of your family, you all stand, all of you in here, and you got your folks. We're going to have a meal, and you guys get to be with us, and we thank God for you. And sharing your mom with us. Let me tell you, this is what it's all about right here.
There you go.
Miss Eva, you want to say anything to this crowd?
What can I say after anything? All of this?
What's that?
I'm just glad to be here, and I just can't believe that this is happening to me.
Well, it is, my dear, and we thank God. I love you. I thank God for you. Let me tell you, we just thank you are a blessing to God, first of all, and to all these folks in this church. And I'm glad you're Senior Adult Woman of the Year. I'm telling you all. You're sweet. Oh, I love you. Yes, ma'am. Thank you. I'm going to help you back this way. But I'm going to give you this before I forget. Okay? That's what I read. And I want to thank the families of our Senior Adult Man and Woman of the Year because they're the ones who got us all this information. And we did it. And I want to thank Roy Watley. Roy took care of getting every bit of this information completely. And after what happened to Miss Barbara this week, I said, Roy, you email me everything you got, and Sally and I will take care of it. So, folks, if it's not the way it usually is, it's because I did it. But I want to thank Roy. He's not here, but I especially want to say thank you to him because he emailed all of you all in the family and to get things taken care of, and I want to thank him for doing this as well. Our Senior Adult Man of the Year. The Senior Adult Man of the Year for 2009, let me get this up, was saved at the age of 14 years of age. And was baptized in Jackson Creek Baptist Church. He graduated from Dentsville High School in Columbia, South Carolina in May of 1950. He enlisted in the United States Air Force in June of 1951. He served a four-year enlistment during the Korean War. He was discharged in June of 1955. And he worked for the Lockheed Aircraft Corporation in Marietta, Georgia for 28 years. He's a member of the Antique Automobile Driving Club and has restored a 1930 Model A Ford, which he has driven as far north as the Amish country in Pennsylvania. He joined Olive Springs Baptist Church in 1968. And throughout his years at Olive Springs, he served as a deacon, and he's been active in many of the church activities. Currently, he serves as an usher and greeter in all of our Sunday morning services. And I found out another tidbit of information. M.D. Daniel got his job from this individual. That is, his job here is ushering. The Senior Adult Man of the Year for 2009 has been married for 54 years. He has two children, three grandchildren, and one great-grandchild. He loves to work in his yard and keeps a beautiful show of flowers. And above all, he walks the walk of faith every day of his life and is devoted to his family. I'm proud to say our Senior Adult Man of the Year for 2009 is Mr. Hayward Galloway. Hayward, my brother. And once again, we have a boutonniere for you, and I'm going to let Connie do this for fear I would hurt you. Dot, where are y'all? Oh, duh. Come up here and stand with your husband, would you? And as you're coming, I want all of the Galloway family who are here, would you stand and let us recognize you? Barbara, see you. Thank you. Others who are here, you're here. And Barbara's our picture taker, too. I want to thank you all as well. I thank God for these two, because let me tell you what, they had to put up with me during those years as well. And not only then, but now. But they continue to be a blessing to this old man right here, I'm telling you. I love you both. And your husband not only deserves that, he's got my vote big time. Hayward, we love you, brother. I thank God for you. This church thanks God for you. And you are and have been and always will be a mentor and blessing to me. I want to give you that, which is what I just read. And Barbara, thank you and your family for getting me all this information. That's how we found out all this tidbit of information about you. Yes, yes, yes. And it's amazing how we can go behind the scenes a little bit and find out that information. But it's so good to be able to do it. Don't you thank God for these two folks once again, folks? Yeah. Thank you. As I say, folks, there is such wisdom seated among us. Matthew, today, this past week, was visiting Sidney Daniel at the hospital. And Sidney and Matt sat there, Matthew talked for about an hour and a half. And they were just sharing history of railroad. And isn't that right, Matthew? All the stuff you guys. And it was such enlightening time for Matthew, but for Sidney as well. There's so much history, so much wisdom. And I want to tell you, folks, I thank God for you. And I thank God for this church and the legacy that this church has and continues right here in this community.